I'm talking to Emma Berry. It's June 30th, 2005, in her home on Chandler Loop. And what I'd like you to do is say your full name.
Emma Lavisa Berry.
Okay. And when were you born?
February the 20th, 1911.
Uh-huh. And we had just started talking about the fact that you were born here, but you were talking about your parents, and could you tell us a little bit about your parents?
Well, my father was born in Hastings, Nebraska. When they came here, they had a tornado or something there, and it floored their house or their home. And my grandfather had a livery stable and it got away with his, and their daughter and sister was out here with, she had married a butcher.
What was the butcher's name, do you remember?
Yep, Lynn Silwell.
Silwell? How do you spell that?
STILLWELL.
Okay.
And this was the home that they had built here.
The one that you're living in right now?
Well, it was just a square.
Mm-hmm.
We put big windows in and things like that.
Okay, so your parents came out here or your grandparents came out here?
Well, my father came with them because he was with them at that time back in Hastings, Nebraska.
How old was your father when he moved here?
Well, he died over that way.
Uh-huh.
He built that house in 1930.
Okay.
And
so what was your father's name?
Zach Chandler.
Zach Chandler. Oh, is that what Chandler's Loop is named after?
Yes.
Oh.
I was a Chandler.
I see. Okay, so your father came to LeGrand, and do you know when that was?
1901.
And what did he do when he came here?
Well, I don't know what he did. He raised garden and sold vegetables and strawberries. I know he had a strawberry patch. When I was little, I picked strawberries.
So was he a farmer?
Well, that's what he did. He had, well, he didn't do much like combining,
mm-hmm.
but he did raise the fruit, apples, and my mother's family come from Des Moines, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
and he took a carload of apples back to Des Moines and sold it back there.
So your father had an apple orchard out here?
Yes, out here.
Uh-huh. What kind of apples did he have?
He had delicious and winter bananas, as I remember.
Uh-huh. And he sold them in town?
Yeah, he sold them in town, and well, he also went around, you know, had customers that bought them every year.
What was the name of his company?
Well, he didn't have a name on it. It was just, mm-hmm. He just had what do I want to say, a pickup?
An old pickup truck?
Yes. And that's the way he delivered. Well, to the stores, there were different stores that bought them and stuff. I can remember when, I don't know how long you lived here, there was a Patterson's grocery store up about where the Liberty Theater is today. Well, I guess it's still there, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been there for a while. But anyway, they had a place out on the street, and he took his strawberries and had them lined up along on that bench out there on the street.
Mm-hmm. So what did he sell besides apples and strawberries?
Well, he had cherries and some peaches. No, I don't remember a lot of peaches, but just fruit and vegetables. I can remember we used to go gather carrots and put them in bundles and fasten them, you know, around the, with a, something around the tops of them, and radishes and things like that. And here is, what do I want to say, cabbage, mm-hmm. and things like that, too, that he had. Mm-hmm. He just more or less had a garden that we, and there was a, what do I want to say, where they, yeah, let me get, I'm getting so, a lot of my stuff has went south. But, up in the mountain where they cut logs and things, mm-hmm. that he'd go up there to those camps.
The logging camps?
Logging camps with vegetables and fruit and things like that.
How did he get his stuff up there?
In a pickup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he'd make trips, and I don't know, we went over by Cove someplace. I couldn't remember. I didn't used to go with him. Mm-hmm. I had some brothers that did that.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And so I don't know just exactly, but I do know he went to up to these camps that they have.
Where did you work in the orchard as well?
Oh, I used to pick cherries and apples and things.
Mm-hmm. And did your brothers also help with the business?
Oh, yes. They helped also help. And we all, when he gathered vegetables, we all worked. I used to pick strawberries. I used to go out and maybe pick 10, what do they call, 24 crate, boxes in a crate.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just those flats, we had 24 boxes in those.
What were the boxes made of?
Oh, like wood.
Mm-hmm.
And you make, open up cups. And then we'd fill them up. We had a carrier that held 6 cups in these carriers. And we would take them out in the to the strawberry patch and fill them. And then they'd put them in the 24 box crates.
Mm-hmm. And what was your carrier made out of that you were picking with?
Well, they were made out of wood, too. Some of the carrier handles, you know, carried 6 boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Had like a limb or something, and it would be bent over and fastened at either end. There was a little board at the end, and board here, and then boards along the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was 6 cups that was in those.
Could you, so you attach it to the limb and then put your
cherry there? The limb would be the handle.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
That you carried.
Uh-huh. So you had it in one hand and then you picked with the other hand?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You set it down on the ground and fill it up.
Mm-hmm. Did you get paid?
Yes. 15 cents.
Uh-huh. Did you have other people working for you also, or is it just your
yes.
family?
Oh, yes. There was a lot of people come out, ladies, older ladies that come out from town that Dad would hire, you know, that give them something to do.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make much money. But that's the way I made my money when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. 15 cents wasn't very much. I can remember going to town one day and standing up in front of the NK West store, and I think, well, I didn't have a purse or anything. I had my pockets full of money. And I think I must have lost some of it right there by that big door that went in the NK West store. Because there was people sitting in their cars out along the road there. to the street, and I just sure it was a watching me. And I couldn't figure it out, but I think I lost some money that day.
Describe going into NK West.
Pardon?
Describe going into NK West. What did it look like when you went in the door?
Oh, it was a big door. It was, you know, not a normal door like we have today, but it was a bigger door.
Big oak door or wood door or steel door?
I think it had quite a bit of glass in it, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
But I stood there by that door, but those people and those cars, I'm sure, was watching me. And I couldn't figure out why, but I must have, you know, lost some money.
Right. What did your dad do in the wintertime when he wasn't gardening?
I don't remember him doing, well, he had apples in. We had a cellar down here with apples in them. And he'd sort apples and take them to the store or to people, you know.
And Red Delicious was the only kind of apple you had, or do you have other kinds?
Well, the Delicious and the Wonder Banana is the two kinds that I remember that was the most. And he had another kind, too, but can't remember the name of them.
Were you the only apple orchard out here this way?
Oh,
were
no.
Were there other orchards as well?
Oh, no. There was orchards over here where the trailer court. That was an apple orchard.
Do you know who ran that orchard?
Oh, let me think. I think his name was Carbine.
Carbine? C-A-R-B-I-N-E?
Uh-huh. I think it was Carbine.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was they had an orchard over here where the Strucks lived. And I don't remember whether they had it over there where the other Carbine lived or not.
Mm-hmm. Was that an apple orchard as well?
An apple orchard.
So there must have been a lot of apple orchards then in this.
Well,
area.
This was a sort of an orchard place in here. Different ones had orchards.
Mm-hmm.
And I think down here, down the road, going down toward Island City, is still an old apple shed that they had down there along the road. Well, it isn't along the road. They just sold it, and I understand they fixed the house all up, and I think they painted the apple shed that they have down there.
So did you get up early in the morning to get your chores done before you went to school? Did you do the picking after school or before school?
Well, we'd pick after school. I don't think. No, we've done on weekends, too.
Mm-hmm. How many were in the family? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had no sisters. So they were all brothers. Let's see, there was Adley and Russell and John and Warren. That's four, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
That's a good number.
Uh-huh. And so they all worked on the orchard with your father?
Oh, yes.
While you were growing up?
Yeah, we all worked. We'd get up at 4 o'clock when we picked strawberries in the morning. And whether we could or whether we couldn't, we did it. I know that Dad had a big strawberry patch over, well, you know, where the corner is over here. He owned that place over there. And he had a nice big strawberry patch over there back out in the middle of the field. That's where I picked a lot of strawberries.
So how did you pick the strawberries? Did you have were there buckets or crates, or what did you use for
No, that? We had these carriers that I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, they had a thicker board here on the end, and then a real thin board along these sides. And a lot of the handles was up, a piece up here, and then across the top, so you could just grab hold of this and take these out to the patch.
Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of bending? Did you sit down to pick? Did you bend over to pick? Or?
Oh, yeah, we got down on our knees a lot and picked.
Was there a kind of strawberry that you were raising?
Well, I could remember what they called a Dunlap, and then there was another kind that Dad had a lot of later, a lot of strawberries. And that was the kind that I remember. I can't remember the name of those last ones he had, but they were Dunlaps. And they were different than the bigger. He got bigger ones.
Oh.
As the years went on.
Oh, so they were smaller at first, and then they got bigger.
Yeah, the Dunlaps was a smaller berry, and then the others were a bigger berry, as I remember.
Mm-hmm. Did you have raspberries or any other kind?
And raspberries. He had some raspberries. I don't know why I didn't ever pick a lot of raspberries.
Mm-hmm. So you got up at 4 in the morning to pick these?
Strawberries, usually. Yeah, at 4 o'clock we'd get up. He'd give us up.
Why would he get you up so early?
Well, that's when they picked them. It was in the morning. He'd always head for town, perhaps, you know.
Oh, after you picked them, he'd head for town.
Oh, yes, and then he'd take them to town. He had a lot of customers, too, that he just took. I can remember that there was the lawyer. His name was Slater.
Slater? S-L-A-T-E-R?
In town, and he'd always take them strawberries and a lot of things. And they lived up on the corner of 2nd and
Was it a big house?
No, it was a nice house, a small house. And I can remember one of us would always go with him when he took things there. She always made cookies.
Oh.
And she always had a cookie for us kids. Well.
So were there anybody else besides your family picking the strawberries? Did he hire people to come and pick strawberries?
Yes, he hired a lot of ladies. Older ladies. I mean, there was young ones. Not very many like me.
Yeah, so he didn't hire teenagers or kids to come out and work?
He did later, but not when I was picking, I guess. I don't remember. But I do remember the older ladies.
So did your mom do? What were her duties working on the farm that you had?
Well, she picked raspberries a lot. I remember that. And she kept us kids going. she was born down here on Hunter Lane.
Oh, what was her name?
Schaefer, Margaret Schaefer.
Margaret Schaefer, is that S-H-A-F-E-R, Schaefer?
Do you know that big house that's down from the corner? Well, you go out of Island City there.
Hunter Lane, you said?
Yes, Hunter Lane.
So there's a big house on
Hunter
Lane?
There's a big house. There used to be a little house right up there as you went across the bridge and come onto this Hunter Lane. But I don't think it's there anymore. And then there's not very many houses down there. And then you cross the creek. They had springs on that house, or on that place. 1, 2, 3 that I remember. Springs, and they have a spring house. Did you ever see a spring house?
No.
Well, there's one there.
Oh.
And it had a spring, and they had it built out of rocks. My grandfather, Schaefer, was a what do you call him? A bricklayer? He helped build the tabernacle in town, you know, where it was on Yeah, I don't even know where he... Well, it was on 4th Street.
Oh, he built the tabernacle on 4th Street.
Yes.
He
helped build that. And...
Did you ever get to watch him lay bricks?
I don't know whether he done any more brick. I don't think there's very much brick, but there's rocks. This spring house is built with rocks.
Oh, I see.
And inside, I know there's one whole piece of it that is water. Because I remember Grandma always taking her butter down there. And you'd find it in different things in the spring, water.
Oh, floating in the water?
Floating in the water.
Oh, the butter that she had, she kept it cool that way.
That's the way it was kept cool. They didn't have ice, well, I remember the first ice box we had. And things like that, but that's where they kept, and well, they'd always make a cook a great big turkey for Thanksgiving, too, and that was always put in something down there.
In the spring house?
In the...
So that they lived on Hunter Lane, and how did your parents meet?
You know, I wish I knew. Because Mother, she had joined the Methodist Church, but I don't think Dad ever went to church. So.
What else do you remember about your grandparents, the shape of grandparents?
Well, I guess Grandpa Schaefer was on a, what do they call him, what kind of a wagon do they call it? They come through here and out. Well, and that's the way that they found that house or that place down there, the 160 acres.
Was he a homesteader? Did he come on the trail or homestead?
Yeah, and bought that place down there. I don't know how he paid for it.
He came on a wagon?
A wagon train. That's
a wagon train, okay.
And he'd go out through here someplace through by Somerville and over to Walla Walla with this wagon train.
Huh. What was his name?
Isaac.
Isaac Schaefer. Okay. So he ran the wagon train or he came on the wagon train?
Well, he had one, is the way I understood it. He drove one from, was it Des Moines, Iowa? I think that's where it was.
All the way to Walla Walla?
Yeah, and then they come back. And he bought that place, as I understood it, when he was coming through here. Mm-hmm. When it was first, you know, whatever they did to him then. Mm-hmm. They don't sell them like they do today.
Mm-hmm. So he homesteaded out there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this was in near Island City, on Hunter Lane.
It's on Hunter Lane. There's still a. Well, I should have a picture of it, but you know Dorothy Moore's. Mm-hmm. Well, she took it and she didn't bring it back.
Oh no.
But well, she still got it. Mm-hmm. But I could show you the place.
And what else do you remember about your grandparents?
Well, my grandmother was a Hotchkiss. Her name was Emma Hotchkiss. Mm-hmm. And I was named after both my grandparents. The one, my dad's mother, was named Levisa Cooper. Mm-hmm. And they came out here in 1901. And Mom and Dad got married. She was down there, and he was up here. Well, they had a little place over here. This place was where his sister lived.
this place you're living right now,
yeah,
in Chandler?
Uh-huh. No, this was always a Stillwell place. There was one here, and his brother was next door.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a butcher. Uncle Lynn was.
In LeGrand?
In LeGrand.
Uh-huh. What was the name of his butcher shop? Do you remember?
I don't know, but I can tell you that I went to town with Dad, you know, to deliver some of this stuff. He was a peddling.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I call it. But anyway, we stopped at this butcher shop. You know where the railroad track goes through town?
Mm-hmm.
And there's just how many houses up there on that side of the street? Or places. Well, he was in about the middle of that.
Was this your uncle that owned the butcher shop?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And
what was his name?
Stillwell. Lynn Stillwell.
Lynn Stillwell. Okay.
And I don't know, we were in, had a horse and buggy or something that day. And I had never been in this store. Do you know what I saw when I went in this store?
What?
Sawdust on the floor about so deep. And I couldn't, why have they got something like that on the floor in the butcher shop?
Uh-huh.
But I guess they never cleaned the floors every day.
Oh.
The stuff went in there and they could clean it out.
Oh, so when you walked in, what did you see? When you walked in the butcher shop?
All this sawdust on the floor.
What else did you see? Did he have meat hanging? Or
oh, yes, there was meat hanging all around the store, but that sawdust got me.
Uh-huh. How did you buy your meat at that time? So if you went into the butcher shop, what would you see, and how would you purchase your meat?
Well, I don't know now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't ring. Well, they bought hams, whole hams. Mm-hmm. I remember that they had them, whole hams. But I was trying to think how we got pork chops and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. You just remember your sawdust on the floor in your uncle's shop, huh?
Well, you see all these animals hanging up all around this house, this place.
Mm-hmm. Did you just have them carve a piece off? Or?
Well, they did, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you raise animals on your place?
Well, Dad always raised pigs. But that's the only thing I can remember, Mama going out and chasing a rooster, you know, the little ones,
uh-huh,
and catching them and wringing their necks. And I didn't understand that either. And then she would put on some water and scald them, you know, and take feathers all off. And then
so she scalded them first, then she plucked them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then she would take the feathers all off from them. And then she'd cut them all up and put them on the frying pan and on the old wood stove.
How did a wood stove work? I've never known. I've never really cooked on one, but how did you get it going in the morning?
Oh yeah, you always had kindling and paper or something and put the kindling in there. We always had a reservoir. Did you know? Did you ever see one of those?
Mm-mm.
It was a sort of a, oh, maybe a box that sat at the end of the stove, and it had a piece of it that come in to the where the firebox was. That what helped your water.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lid on it, and you always dip in and dip the water out. Or, you know, you always have a tea kettle, too, on the, on the stove. Now, let's see, what else?
So did you have to start the fire early in the morning?
Oh, yeah. We always, the man always got up and started the fire. And made hot cakes or cooked eggs or whatever on the stove. I was going to say, I've got an old cook stove someplace.
So did you, where did you get your kindling and your wood for the stove from?
Well, now, I don't remember going and gathering wood like they do today in the mountains. But the sawmill, Stang's had a sawmill over here. And you get a flat board or a hunk of board or something or a wood. And you chop it all up and make your little finger sticks. Fly out of it. And that's where you got your wood to start your fire. And it had a wood box. I can remember our stove set over there. And we had
right next to the kitchen?
Right here. It was right here. We put a cement foundation around there, put a floor on it when we remodeled.
So the woodshed was right here next to the kitchen.
Yes. And there was a door here that went out, and my aunt rented the house here. And she had them build her room on out there. And she lived there too. But there was a door here and went across to the door in the, that side of that building.
So your father would be the one to light the fire in the morning?
Most generally, maybe Grandpa would. There's a picture of my grandmother and grandfather up there.
It'd be nice to have it to use it in the book after we get done.
Well, you look. Go over there and look.
Okay, I'm going to turn this off for a second.
Now what was we talking about?
All right, so... So you grew up in, it, was it in this house, or were
no,
you grew up in a
different
house?
No, it was over there. But I,
across the road?
Well, I was both places because Aunt Hat lived here and Uncle Lynn.
Oh, they lived in this house,
yes.
And you lived across the road?
That's where Mom and Dad,
oh,
that's where my mother and dad, my grandfather and grandmother lived.
Oh, I see.
They came out here on the train after they had that fire. They had a tornado or whatever.
Right, you were telling me.
Floored their house, and his, he had a livery stable, I guess is what they called it.
He had that in Nebraska.
In Nebraska.
Okay. Well, let's go back to when you were growing up. What school did you go to? You and your brothers.
Well, now. Can I remember the name of it? I don't know whether I did or
was
not.
Was it in LeGrand?
Yes, it was in LeGrand. Well, I saw the Sacagawea build up there. And it was down past that.
Was that it Revereia?
No, it was right on that same street. And it was just down, and it was a grocery store. Can I remember the name of it? No. I can't. My mind went gone.
Oh, no, your mind's doing very well. So do you know where you went to first grade and second grade and third grade with your brothers?
Well, the bridge went out up there, where it is up there, but the park. And they had a plank. You know. But a plank.
Yeah, a wooden plank.
And they had that clear across that east end of that, where that bridge is. And I was in the first and second grade. Well, my dad said I was not to walk that plank. My brother could. He was 4 years older than I was. But he can do it. Why couldn't I? No, he didn't want me to. So I never did it.
Mm-hmm.
And
so how did you get to school?
Walk.
Mm-hmm.
I walked to high school for 4 years.
Oh.
Don't you think I done good?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Well,
so did you go to the Central School? Central School downtown?
I went to Greenwood. I went to Greenwood. I was in the third grade when they told me I had to change schools and go over to Riveria, and I said, no, I don't, because that would just make me have to walk that much farther every day. They had a Fruitdale school out here.
Oh, they had Fruitdale school. Did you go to Fruitdale school?
And I went to Fruitdale school because I wasn't going to walk over to Riveria.
Mm-hmm. So and where was Fruitdale school?
I went to, I was in the third grade in Greenwood when I come out here.
And where was Fruitdale school? Was it?
It was down from the park.
Uh-huh.
Down on that road.
Is it still exist? Is it still built?
There's. I think there's still a school there.
Mm-hmm. How many teachers were at that school?
They had one when I went to school, and I think her name was Ice. Yes, she came from Elgin.
She came from Elgin.
She came from Elgin and taught out there.
And did she teach all of your
family? Yeah, she had all eight grades.
Uh-huh.
And she taught all the eight grades. And then...
And could you describe your day at school? What did you do when you got there to the Fruitdale School?
Well, we had a great big old stove with a big thing around it. About as big as this table. And we'd perhaps go stand on that and keep warm. For a while, anyway. And I can't remember. I didn't think we'd had much school. I didn't call it much school, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So were you all in one big room, or did you have two?
Yes, it was all in one big room.
And were you sitting facing a chalkboard, or...?
We had seats, and they were all facing the north, as I remember. There was windows to the back of us. And I don't think we ever had any lights in there.
Mm-hmm.
We had two clothes closets. One for the boys and one for the girls. And there was a big door. I know do you know Wanda Berry?
I've heard of her, I don't know.
Well, she was my son's first grade teacher out there in Fruitdale. He was an insurance man.
Mm.
Her dad was an insurance man.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you remember what the name of your teacher was?
The name?
Your teacher's name? Do you remember your teacher's name?
Oh, yes. Crookshank.
Crookshank?
I think it was Crookshank.
Uh-huh.
That's my son.
Oh, let me stop this for a second.
That of my teacher's name, Crookshank?
It was me.
So,
your teacher's name was Wanda Berry, wasn't it, when you went to school out there?
So it was Crookshank, Miss Crookshank?
I'm pretty sure that. Well, can I change things?
Yeah. Do you remember what she looked, how she looked? Did she wear a long dress, or what'd she wear?
She wasn't too tall, and she was kind of stout, as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't a thin girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was an older lady.
Mm-hmm.
I think her name was Crookshank.
Uh-huh.
Let's hope it is.
Did she ever swat anybody, or I mean, when kids did misbehaved, what was she like? What did she do when kids misbehaved?
I could remember that. What did we do? I and the girl that lived over here. Mm-hmm. We was pretty angry. And I think she told us she's going to do something that we didn't like. Of course, we wouldn't. And she took us out to the back of the schoolhouse. Well, you know, they had toilets out there then.
Uh-huh.
And boy, we'd go to the toilet quite often. But I think she took us out there and was going to do something to us, but I don't think she ever did it. Because I think we was too hungry.
You think she was going to spank you, or what?
I don't think she was ever going to spank us, but Kenneth crawled up the tree, and what was the lady that was the teacher that crawled up after you? What was her name, Kenneth? Well, she was, they had a, do you remember what her name was? And if she got pretty close to him, he'd go a little bit farther up the tree.
Uh-huh.
And they was clear up the top of that tree.
So when you went to high school, did you go to LeGrand High School?
Uh-huh, I went to LeGrand High School.
And you said you walked to school.
I walked to school most of the time. Sometimes Dad would be going to town and I'd get to drive with him. And there was a Mr. Proctor that lived over here someplace. And he worked at the courthouse. And if I'd get up the corner before he come along, I'd get to ride to school. He dropped me off right there at that front gate.
Did you walk with your brothers to school then?
My brothers went to high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how did you meet your husband?
At a dance, I think.
Yeah?
We used to go to dances at Eagles Hall, was up by on the Elks Hall up there, and the Elks up there on still on the corner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a little dance hall right out to the west side of that. That I think that's where we met.
Uh-huh. What was your husband's name?
Floyd.
Okay.
Barry.
Floyd Barry. And did you meet him when you were in high school, or when did you meet him?
Well, I think it was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He was quite an athletic person. He played basketball. He played with the high school team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, didn't they go to state that year that he was a senior?
Would that been in the 30s or earlier?
Well, he graduated in 29.
29.
Or 27. I graduated in 29.
1929 you graduated? Uh-huh. And you graduated from the high school in 1929. Okay. Do you remember anything about going to high school? What your favorite subjects were, or what you did when you were in high school?
I don't think we did very much like they do today. They usually have I could have played some kind of ball. Can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't very creative. But I had a son that was.
Mm-hmm. So did you work while you were in high school?
No. Oh, well, just helping Dad and Mom out here. I didn't do any. I picked strawberries and cherries and apples and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do after you were married? Did you move to another house, or did you guys stay in this area? Or?
We've been here in this house about 71, 72 years.
So when you got married, your husband and you moved into this house?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what did your husband do for a living?
Well, he was a farmer. He worked on the farm. He worked for, the Zogs brothers went out and worked on the Cave West Ranch out. You know where that is out.
The Zogs? Z-O-G-G-S? Is that how you spell their name? Zogs?
West, W-E-S-T.
Oh, okay. You said something about the Zogs. Did you?
Oh, John Deere. Floyd worked for John Deere, so did Kenneth.
Uh-huh.
Kenneth went to Korea. What years was you in Korea?
52
and 53. Uh-huh. And then he went to work with his dad.
Uh-huh. So when you're right after you got married, your husband worked on the family farm here?
No, they lived out.
He didn't work for the farm.
Oh, he worked for farmers. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He was a, what do you call him? Trouble man?
Oh, he was a John Deere mechanic. Oh. So where was John Deere at that time?
He started to work for Bud Rye. It's where the elk, the Eagle Hall is now.
Uh-huh.
And right in the Bud Rye.
So he worked at John Deere. What do you remember about him working at John Deere at that time, Emma?
Well, he was working there when you come back from Korea, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't he still with Claude Wright?
Yeah. No, not at that time.
Oh, so yeah, he was within the machinery, wasn't he?
In the machinery, bought Claude Wright out.
Hmm. And who was in the machinery? What was their names?
Animal Machinery, yeah. And Caterpillar.
What was the name of it? Endel Machinery?
Inland
Machinery. Okay, so he worked there right after he first got married, after he worked on farms and things. He worked for John Deere?
That was in, he started working John Deere about 48.
He worked with John Deere in 47 or 48. But right after the two of you got married, he came here and worked with your family on the farm. Is that right?
He just worked out on the
uh-huh.
big farms.
Oh, okay, and what did he do on those farms?
Well, he drove tractor and combine.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and what were you doing while he was
working
on the farm? Yeah.
Not much. Well, I had garden too. I
uh-huh.
worked down here on the garden.
So you still continue to work for your father and
yeah.
that kind of thing? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I've done that.
Uh-huh.
I picked strawberries a lot, didn't I?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So let me ask a little bit about what LeGrand was like. What you remember about LeGrand when you were growing up.
Well, when I was growing up, I didn't remember a lot because we didn't go to town like they do today.
Mm-hmm.
But when Wayne got to go to high school, he done a lot of athletics,
mm-hmm.
and we were involved in that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Floyd done when he went to high school. He was a played football. And
do you remember watching him play football, sitting in the stands?
Yep, I do. And basketball. Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got to, when Wayne went to high school, got involved because he was in basketball, football. Didn't he have pitch a ball?
Baseball.
Mm-hmm. And track.
So your husband lettered in four sports?
No, our son.
Oh, you did. You lettered in four sports.
No, not him.
Oh, okay.
He tended his cows and things, or
I
calves
see.
And 4-H club things for him.
That would be an interesting thing to talk about. 4-H. Were you involved in 4-H when you were younger, Emma? Were you involved in 4-H club or? So your children were involved in 4-H.
Yes.
Yeah. And what did they do in 4-H?
Kenneth, help me.
You're doing fine on your own. You're doing just fine.
I don't know whether you done much 4-H, did you? I could remember when he started high school, he and his cousin over here, Bob, and another cousin, Lester Chandler, played a lot of hooky.
Oh.
And I was confronted with a guy that said that they'd rather see him stay home than playing hooky and not going to school, so I kept him home.
Uh-huh. So did you homeschool him?
And he didn't. Did you ever graduate from high school, Ken?
I never did. Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't
take... She don't care
about me. Oh.
Yes, I do. You would have been a better athletic guy than Wayne ever thought of being. Because
mm-hmm.
he had a better build to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when your kids were small, were you raising animals as well as crops and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of animals?
We had Floyd, he got these kids calves to raise them for 4-H club, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. Did you ever have any pigs? I don't remember yet.
Yes, we had pigs.
Did you?
Yeah. Now, you said that your father had pigs here, too, when you were young. Where did you keep them?
Oh, out here in the pen.
Mm-hmm. What is raising pigs like? For people that don't know anything.
Well,
about
they just get little pigs and raise little pigs to butcher in size.
Uh-huh. What do you feed them?
Slop.
Well, what do you mean? Just anything that you.
Well,
table,
things like that.
Yeah, you always milk cows.
Add milk.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that.
Mm-hmm. So, how many children do you have?
Three
children. So you've lived here almost your whole life, your whole entire life in this area?
I was born over in that other house, not this one that's there now.
Mm-hmm.
Dad built that house in 30.
Uh-huh.
And it was a different house than what they have. We just have a little house. It was a two-story house.
Mm-hmm.
And had Grandpa and Grandma's bedroom back out here, dining area, kitchen, Mom and Dad's bedrooms out here, and ours.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they had one room upstairs, well, they had two rooms upstairs, but they only used one and made a bedroom out of it
mm-hmm.
for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys had their bedroom upstairs.
Mm-hmm. So they built the house next door by themselves? Or did they have a company come and help build it? Or?
No, they had a builder. Do you remember who the builder was? I can't remember his name right now. Who helped Dad build that house, Kevin?
Here's another question for you, Emma. When you were young, what did you and your brothers do for fun?
Fight. Oh, we all had skates. We skated on the river down here. That was part of our deal. We've all skated. Well, and I spent a lot of time down where my mother was born, down there on that Schaefer place. We usually go down there for, you know, the holiday meals and things. And I had cousins down there that. You can remember any other thing I done, Kenneth, that I shouldn't be telling?
Well, I want to ask you about your your Schaefer grandparents. What did your grandfather do that Grandpa Schaefer?
I don't remember Grandpa only telling me when I played the piano. Dad got me a piano, and Mom and Grandma made butter.
How'd
they
make butter?
With a churn. Oh. Add a churn, you churn or churn, churn, churn.
Uh-huh. So how did they actually make it?
You put the cream in this thing, and then you either push the thing back and forth, and it made butter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how it did it. But
did you ever have to do it?
Oh, yeah. A lot of us turned the...
Turn the
handle on the churn and get the butter. Then they had an old wooden bowl, about so big, and they'd take the butter out and work the butter and make it into squares.
Mm-hmm.
Or they had a wood. I think I've got the old wood pound butter thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to put it in and make a pound of butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have some kind of paper that they put on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, finally we got an old refrigerator that you put ice in,
mm-hmm,
to keep the milk and butter, mm-hmm, or cream after they separated it.
How did the ice box work?
Well, it had a kind of a top on the thing, and you raise the top up, and it was a sort of a metal box in here, and you put the ice in here. Then the door opened, and here you had where you kept, you know.
Where did you get your ice?
Well, up there at Young's, you know, right there on this side of where the bridge is today.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lane down there, and they had an ice spot. They took it out of the river, the ice out of the river.
Did you ever watch them cutting it out of the river?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Take it in there and put it in sawdust, didn't they, Kenneth?
Sawdust. Uh-huh. So how would they cut it out of the river? Do you remember seeing that? Sawed it right out of the river and put it in there. Mm-hmm.
And they put it in this sawdust, wouldn't they? And it covered all up.
Mm-hmm. How did you get your ice back here? Did you use a truck to bring it back and forth? Or a wagon? Or yeah, used a wagon. And did you have horses? Did you have a wagon and horses when you lived out here?
Oh, yes. I have a horse a lot. My brother had a nice horse named Tip.
Mm-hmm.
And I rode that horse an awful lot. And we had an old, Dad and Mom had an older horse named Daisy that Dad had when he first came out here. Mm-hmm. And I remember him telling us that they took him over to the little mine across the mountains up here. Mm-hmm. And a bear got in their camp. The horse broke loose and come home. They had to walk home.
So did they go hunting in the winter or in the fall?
They went fishing or something.
Mm-hmm. Would your dad go hunting to get?
Well, he did, but he didn't hunt like the boys did he, Gannon? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't remember it well. I don't remember him hunting. Not like Atlee and them did. Mm-hmm.
So when you went to town, you took the horse and buggy when you were younger?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Dad got an old Ford pickup for a car that, well, what did it have? It had just two seats in it, one here and one back, but they had handles or sticks to stick them up. They weren't sticks, they were metal bars. Uh-huh. And held a top up here on, and it was over the top of this two-seated thing.
Uh-huh. And that's where the vegetables and things were. Did he have anything painted on the side of his truck so people knew who knows? Uh-huh. And so when you sold your fruit, there wasn't a name on the box for, was it Chandler Fruit or did it?
He had a lot of boxes. Uh-huh. I could remember when he had to put something on when he took that carload of apples to Des Moines, Iowa that winter. Mm-hmm. Now that was about Christmas time. Mm-hmm. When he went back there with that.
So he took apples all the way to Iowa to sell?
On the train.
Huh.
They had something stamped on those ends of those boxes, didn't they, Gannon? I don't know either, but...
So there was some name for the company, the fruit company that you guys had here?
Well, I can't remember seeing anything on them, Kenneth, when I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Boxes